the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches are on a little summer sabbatical, so please enjoy this often requested throwback and buckle up for a brand new episode filled with hijinks next week. And now, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
To Witchy Wednesday. Today our episode is about the Olympics, the Summer Olympics. We are just have watched, did you watch the opening ceremonies?
I did not. Was it full of pageantry and delight?
Just incredible. It was something.
It was something else.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was very, very cool.
They had all these drones.
18,000
drones.
Holy moly.
And that formed like the shape of the world.
That's awesome.
Give you the chills, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, on a much, much, much smaller scale, I have been planning events for a long time, and stuff like that gives me huge anxiety. Even like the Super Bowl halftime show, so many things can go wrong.
Right.
I can't even watch it.
How many drones do you have at your events?
Approximately zero.
Really?
Zero drones.
Oh, yeah. I can get you a drone.
Yeah, we'll start you with one.
Okay, and it'll form the shape of the earth.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect.
Just the one.
Perfect. Good for you guys. You like watching the Olympics? You like summer or winter better?
I like a little bit of each, but I like the winter ones. I like the of course the hockey.
Sure.
But the bobsled and all that stuff. I like that stuff excites me.
Yeah,
but
you like the cool runnings?
Yeah, there you go.
The ice castles.
The ice castles. Robbie Benson was not in the Olympics.
There he is again. Old Robbie.
Yet.
What sports did you guys play when you were kids?
With you. I was on your team. So Lisa and I were on Pee Wee Soccer with Karen Hamamoto Beavis.
Yep.
And I think our team was called the Mustangs.
Yes.
And
it was the Huskies before you started.
That's right. But yeah. I wanted to be the Go-Go's.
You did?
I got outvoted. Yeah.
I do remember Shelley one time. Shelley has a lot of attributes. She's very pretty. She's funny. She has a cute little figure. She's very, very intelligent.
However,
not the most sporty.
Nope, not athletic, really.
No. Yeah, I mean, she's in good physical condition, more so, but I guess her ball hand coordination, ball leg coordination.
She was a fumbler.
Always on cue. One time she actually played soccer in the Mustangs. She ran up to the ball and Charlie Brown style kicked it, but her foot went up on top of the ball and she landed right on her backside.
I forgot about that.
It was,
but if we're going to do the throwing under the bus thing, do you remember our good friend Lisa Brown that scored on her own team?
I don't remember doing that.
You totally did that.
I believe it.
You might have blacked out.
Yeah. Well, no, I just knew that I was needed to score. And if it was going to be on something, I can't score on the other team. I might as well do it on my own.
Lisa's all, damn it, I'm getting a goal today. Your goalie's like, come on.
Well, and then there was, so always the best soccer team was the Shooting Stars.
That's right.
And
you know
I.
Why? They shot for the stars.
I'm not even going to say what I was going to say, but there was a girl on there that did a front hand spring before threw the ball in.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't even remember who it was.
Showboater.
If anybody remembers who that girl was, because there's so many people on our Facebook page that grew up with us, remind me. She had dark hair.
Yeah,
she was
cocky.
Pretty. Mm-hmm. She was cocky, and it was so funny because
she's a Karen now.
Soccer mom.
Yeah. Every single time that the ball got kicked out or whatever, and there was what are they called? Free throw? Throw in. I haven't played soccer for a few years. They'd give it to her, and I our whole team would just roll our eyes. Like, mm-hmm. Here she goes again with her stupid.
I was totally in it for the Slurpees, weren't you?
This is another fun. Okay, I just totally lost it on a tangent. But
sorry, I interrupted.
No. Because when you said that. So, you know how they'd always have snacks between?
Yeah.
Like, you could get apples
bar.
Orange slices.
We didn't have a snack bar. You had a snack bar on your soccer team?
Is your mom's turn for the nachos?
Yeah, right.
For the meat spaghetti.
They're like, this isn't good for our hands. No, like, just like orange slices or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I always had bit my nails.
Yeah, that's right.
One time my mom completely just lathered my fingers with that biting nail thing where it tastes like crap.
Yeah, lanolin or something?
I don't know. It was sheep's blood. I think it was sheep's blood.
Yeah.
And but it was supposed to make you not. It didn't stop me. I still bit my nails, but then just the taste was disgusting.
Yes.
Well, I needed something to drink so bad, but I was the chubby girl on the soccer team, so the team mom wouldn't let me have a fucking orange slice.
Oh, that bitch.
Because in my mouth, because she just thought I wanted to eat during the... Because I was chubby.
All that lace a Pavage girl wants is eaten.
Yeah. And even if so, mind your own damn business.
Well, she's like, you only get 2 orange slices per quarter, and you can't have yours in between. And my mouth is on fire because I'm chewing my fingernails. Because I'm so worried I'm going to score a goal on myself or my own team.
It's not a good hydrating snack.
Does anybody remember that mom's name? I'd like to talk to her.
I just remember being like, my mouth is on fire. I just want, and I, well, and that's the thing too, is that I never liked oranges.
Uh-huh.
But at that point I wanted one. But when it was my mom's turn, we always brought apples.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I didn't play soccer, but I did play football when I was little. And they gave me a little nickname, and some of the people remember. They called me Animal.
Oh,
yeah.
Like the drummer in the Muppet Show?
No, because I was the smallest little guy on the team, and I would not stop. I mean, I tried my hardest, you know, to do everything and stuff, and this guy, Terry, goes, God, you're an animal. And so they called me, and I still have friends today, huh, Lisa? They'll see me, and they'll go, hey, Animal, what's up? You know, that we played football together. I'm like, that's me.
That's cute.
You were a pirate animal?
No, he's a pirate animal.
He's a pint-sized pirate.
Yeah. I played for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I also,
their baseball team. Cute. No, but yeah, so they called me Animal, but I played baseball, and it seemed like everybody grew up faster than me, so sports were really... I played football clear to the 10th grade, and then in the 10th grade, the summer that I went to 10th grade, everybody kind of got really big, and I'm like, I don't think I can play this sport
so
anymore.
So you just decided
to
have kids.
So I just started to have kids.
You're like, I'm just going to do a different sport altogether.
This animal's going for a different sport now, folks.
Yeah, so. You always go to Sportline and get your stuff, your little shin guards or whatever, but the guy with the cup... deal, you know, guys have to wear cups.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do that because we didn't get kicked in the vulva that often.
Yeah,
but was that really necessary? I mean, was there a lot of nard injuries,
especially in football? But you know, in baseball, if you go for a grounder and you misjudge it, it's going right for that spot. So
yeah,
wow. Did you always wear your cup?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, it hurts.
Was it made out of? Was it made out of plastic?
Plastic,
like a cup?
Yeah.
It's one of those Red Solos. Yeah. And that's what
that's
I
all
understand.
We could afford. My mom's put this down there.
I'll walk around with Toby Keith in their pants.
That was real popular.
The reason I asked if you actually wore it is because our son, and my grandson Caden, it didn't seem like they ever wanted to wear their cups. Like,
no.
Like, not that I checked.
Yeah.
That'd be a little weird.
Right.
But,
you got to.
Yeah, are you there?
You got her on, boy.
Yeah, no. But it just seemed like it was always in their bag. Like, they would be going out, and it's like, dude, I'm not going
to. This is all you forgot your
cup.
And they're out on the ice.
Like, what amount of a big deal of this can I make?
Right. Yeah. Which actually now I would more because I'm kind of just like
protective.
Like to embarrass them.
Oh, yes, she does.
But But I was just wondering because they never did. But you did.
Yeah, I always did. Yeah.
Maybe that's why you had more children.
Hence all the babies I got, man. Protecting my maker.
That's funny.
Your baby maker.
My baby maker.
Did you guys do any adult sports?
Oh, like cup in hand, kickball, that sort of thing?
I guess. Or just were you on a team of anything?
We played, informal and only if there was beer.
Yeah. We played softball together one little bit.
Yeah.
Lisa was a coach one time. And
they made he was supposed to be the assistant coach and he never showed up.
Well, you don't play softball.
You were busy
softball.
Being a doorman.
It was Sunday morning. Who gets up on a Sunday morning in the shape to play softball?
Well, maybe you shouldn't have said you were going to play softball then. I'm like, Jesus does.
I threw a bat at a guy one time. Remember?
Yeah.
Don't make those commitments.
Right. I know.
He's a nighttime feller.
No, I am.
They should have nighttime softball.
They should.
We used to play a lot of volleyball. Remember that?
That was fun. Volleyball was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd go play volleyball. What was the name of that bar?
The volleyball bar.
Off Ward Road with the sand and stuff? Yeah.
Yes. Pigskins.
Sure. Let's go.
Okay.
I think that was one time. But we used to go there.
That's a dumb name for a volleyball bar. I don't know. A football bar.
Somebody will tell us what it was called.
Probably.
But that was fun. I think you went with us too.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Cool. We used to go and get the beers and play the volleyball.
Mostly on a drinking team, competitive drinking most of the time. I won. I did very well.
Will you consider pool? sport?
That's a loaded question. Because,
like indoor leagues? Calling that a sport? Yeah.
But I've heard so many people, like, they've like...
Did they add a team picket?
No, not yet, but they've picketed... They... Not picketed, they're not picketing. What do they do? They get the...
Down with pool!
No, they want to have pool.
I was picketing. Yeah. You're okay, so. Promoting.
Promoting. Well, yeah. They like pool. They get advocating. The signing.
Oh, a petition.
Thank you. I knew it started with a P. They are petitioning to try to get pool into the Olympics. Because really, is it a sport?
Well, is bowling. I mean, any of those indoor things where you don't have to be in shape.
I mean, you at least are doing... I mean, I don't know. This...
Okay.
Yeah, so you can see the motion she's making right now. It doesn't look like
playing pool.
If you put pool bowling. And bowling and darts together, it's really a
it's
game
bar.
Of aiming. Of just
Is it archery too? Archery. Archery.
I take the bow and the arrow and I have archery.
I mean, how much archery is... And that's in the Olympics. Hey.
So what's the criteria? Do you have to sweat or just have really good aim?
I don't know. I'm not on the Olympic committee. But what I'm saying...
I'll sign the petition.
I think it's a sport. I mean, I really do.
Rock climbing is in it this year. So is that...
Well, yeah, and this is another really this strong. Is another thing. I don't know if I made this up in my head or if this is like I heard it somewhere. Sometimes I hear like... interesting facts while I'm kind of asleep.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember if they're real or I dreamed them and made them up.
Or maybe you made them up.
Yeah. But this fact, I think, is somewhat real.
Okay.
Every time they have an Olympics, the host team gets to add a few sports that they want to that weren't in it before.
Maybe. Because when they had it in, give it a goog.
When
they had it in America, maybe because snowboarding was new at one point.
Yeah, but now it's on there forever. So I don't want to give away one of my, but I will. Trampolining was an Olympic sport for a while.
Oh, but they took it away.
But I think it's gone now.
Huh. That's just, to me, that's like cheating at gymnastics.
Did you play crack the egg and all that fun stuff?
The person who's left gets
you
that.
Got the gold and cracked the egg. He's going for it. He's got it. And he's cracked it.
They slipped it.
But is the person who gets it cracked the one who wins or the person who hangs on to it?
Yeah, the longest.
Check it out. Brian, the sound guy, says the Tokyo Olympics are introducing 4 new sports to Olympic competition: skateboarding, surfing, karate, and sport climbing.
Google this, Brian. Do they continue to stay in the Olympics after this?
Interesting.
In 4 years, will somebody be like, I can't wait, I'm going to go for the skateboarding?
Yeah.
And why so long on karate? Yeah.
So I think it's how popular it is.
They decide again.
But
if
it's going to be hard because there's no one watching. It's all... TV audience.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they sell 50,000 tickets to karate and 100,000 to skateboarding.
But we don't have an audience for this Olympics.
Right.
We'll have to stay tuned for that whole
thing. Stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll find. Breath. Or if anybody is Olympics
savvy
and knows the answer to that, let us know that too.
Because skateboard athletes are really fun to watch.
Oh, they are. I like that the BMX stuff too.
What are the X Games? Mm-hmm. We just watched this kid, 12-year-old kid, who.
Youngest kid to win
the X Games for skateboarding, and he did a triple gazoople loop.
That's a tricky one.
It is.
He embedded it, I heard.
Yeah. Loop de loop de loop. Yeah. And he's 12.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was amazing.
And he did it in front of Tony Hawk.
He did, and they hugged.
Oh, yeah.
It was very
darling.
Cute. Yeah. So,
is so young.
So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to a break and then talk about our most memorable Olympic memories from the Summer Games.
Awesome.
Break it.
I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We wanted to have the meat of the
hey you
hey guys I know you I know you was,
I liked that little intro.
Hey. You should have seen her face. It was so cute. She's like, oh hey, she's
hey all... pew. Hey, we're talking about the Olympics today.
Hey
guys. Sorry. And I would like to start it out with something kind of serious.
Okay.
Did you guys see Athlete A with the sexual abuse allegations and stuff with the women gymnasts?
No.
No, it's terrible. I mean, what's his face?
Then why would I want to watch it?
No, because I think it's really good that we shine a spotlight on how mistreated a lot of these athletes are, not just but in America and everywhere.
Yeah.
But God, those little gymnasts were beat to shit. And I really and their doctor was sexually abusing them, and it was gross, and the parents didn't know what was happening. But I just wanted to hashtag me to that because Lisa was just staring at my chest.
I was.
Eyes up here, Lisa.
Yeah. I wasn't even – let me give
– She was just zoning out.
I was zoning out, and it looked like I was staring at
I'm a person with feelings. I'm not just a beautiful body.
Yeah, me well, too.
Yeah, all you. I'm too. Sorry, me I didn't too. Mean to
let's
offend.
Not belittle.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will not stare out into your breasts anymore.
All right.
Okay, so we were going to talk about what we remember our most memorable, like, as...
Like highlight reel of Summer Olympics.
Stuff that we just were like, wow, I just totally remember that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was so stupid.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, hold on. Oh, let's take it. Oh,
I liked that. That was good.
Yeah. How patriotic do you feel when the Olympics are? My team, my country.
Your chest gets all. You're like, yeah.
USA. Get all bowed up. You start drinking some Budweisers.
That's right.
So I remember the first time that I was really, really into it. Like, I mean, I remember things as a kid and kind of being here and there. But me, when I was with Daryl, because his mom was such a sports fan.
Yeah.
We would go over to her house a lot and watch the Olympics. Yeah. When I don't remember what year that was, but. My biggest memory was when Carrie Strung,
yes,
the gymnast,
yes,
did the vault,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted gold so bad, and she hurt her ankle.
Think, and she nailed it. She stuck the landing.
And with one
her body
leg
for life. Yes.
In the air. I mean, well, not it was like behind her. I'm all in the position, like you guys can see me.
You know how long Cassidy,
but and she like stuck it or whatever, and then. When she got her medal, didn't her coach like carry her up to the podium?
Yes, but he's also a monster. So I mean, it was beautiful at the time.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't know that. I didn't watch the documentary.
She was probably scared he was going to hit her. But that little girl, she was a little firecracker for sure.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine that pain.
No.
Yeah,
and didn't she hurt it the first time and then went back and did
it again?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was
what a little trooper.
Oh, she could have
been a hockey
beautiful.
Player.
She she did end up playing hockey in the Winter Olympics that year.
Yeah.
With Robbie Benson.
Yes.
Ice Castles.
Uh-huh. They Robbie Benson decided he didn't want to be in Ice Castles too, so he became a hockey player with Carrie Strum.
That's my favorite winter memory.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's not go there with that whole thing.
Carrie and Robbie sitting in a tree.
Right. Okay. So we will talk about that in our Winter Olympics.
Whimper. Yes.
Whimper Olympics.
Whimper Olympics.
Yeah. But that's one that I really remember. Yeah, and I remember being at your mom's watching that
it was
moment.
Incredible.
Yeah. Jaw dropping.
Yeah.
Mouth agape.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
You guys?
I remember that everybody had their, they just couldn't take their eyes off Michael Phelps. You know, just breaking record after record after record, swimming every event. He was just so masterful. And then, you know, they just found stupid things to criticize him about.
All the time.
And, you know, and then when he wasn't at work and he smoked a little doobie or whatever, it's like, hey, who among us? Am I right?
Right, right.
Well, yeah. And that, I mean, that's that whole thing with that girl this year, too. Have you guys heard that whole... I don't know her name, and I wish I did. She's a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she's and I apologize because I wasn't going to talk about this, and so I didn't look up her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful, beautiful. She always wears really cool wigs.
Uh-huh.
But when she did her time trials to get into the Olympics, she was actually so far ahead that she was pointing at the clock.
Oh wow!
While she was running, go and look at my time.
Uh-huh.
And then she ran up and hugged her grandma. And again, I'm prefacing all of this because I don't know exactly the story, but apparently her grandmother was the one who raised her.
Oh.
And they gave her love, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, after all of that happened, somebody from the media was like, so how do you feel about your birth mother dying today? Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with people?
So she found out from the media,
no.
even though her grandmother raised her, that her birth mother died. and stuff kind of threw her off guard, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
And so she went home and smoked some weed. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's exactly the order this that happens.
Right, but you're laying an outline.
Yeah, this is the mm-hmm. whatever. Knew she wasn't supposed to. It's against mm-hmm. Olympic rules, this and that, but was so upset. And in her state, weed is
legal.
Legal.
Yeah.
But it's not in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And so now, even though she is the fastest woman in the world. Universe,
yeah.
She cannot be in the Olympics that's because crazy. She didn't pass her marijuana
that is
test.
Horseshit.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
So it's really, I mean, you know, and there's just controversy over that whole thing because she knew it.
Yeah.
You know, she's an adult.
Sure.
You know, and stuff. I mean, if they say, I'm sorry, you can't chew your nails before the Olympics. You yeah. don't
no
have
orange slices, for you in the yeah. Olympics.
You took my joke. Yeah. And stuff, but
yeah.
No. Yeah.
I of course would pick the when the US beat they won the gold for hockey.
Of course.
But that is also not in the Summer Olympics.
Doesn't matter.
It's no,
the most
it
memorable,
is because
memorable thing in all of sports to me, sister.
Well, and isn't okay, let's talk about the Miracle on Ice for a second.
Yeah.
Isn't that the famous part isn't the finale, right? Like USA beat Russia, but yeah. they beat somebody else for the gold, or there was something else. Like that wasn't the grand finale.
No, you're right.
Okay.
It was the
tell me the story.
The big. Well, I just watched
I
it not too
of,
long yeah. ago. You took yeah you got, because this is our Summer Olympics episode, and okay. he went off the rails with that.
Okay,
but
in the Summer Olympics,
but the big thing was, I think that we beat Russia out of, because they were so good going to the medal round. And then the person that we played in the medal round who was
fine, Poland or whatever.
Right. And stuff, that wasn't a big deal. But the fact that we beat Russia.
And it was during the Cold War and they were our enemies globally, not just hockily.
And Kirk Douglas was the coach.
So handsome.
Yeah.
You know what I remember now?
Not Kurt Douglas, Michael Douglas.
You know what?
Who was it? No,
Kurt
Russell.
Kurt Russell. But I just had an epiphany. I remember now what I remember.
What? What do you remember that you remember?
There used to be this guy named Bruce Jenner.
Oh,
he won the gold medal.
Yes,
I wonder
sure
if she could run now.
Maybe. I mean,
in heels.
Older.
In heels.
Yeah, probably. And with grace.
I bet that Bruce Jenner, now Kylie, not Kylie, what Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Runs faster in heels than some of the men that are women that are in. I mean,
I believe that.
Yeah,
that's kind of a Ginger Rogers deal, backwards and in heels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
But quite an athlete.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Man or lady. Hey, did you guys know that Denver voted down hosting the Olympics in 1976?
Yes,
I remember that.
Because we didn't want the tourism, right?
I think so. We didn't
and I don't
want our housing market to go up.
There you go, right.
And let's do it now.
The road infrastructure to the mountains and stuff, too. I don't know. We were just like, what's his face? Rocky Mountain High. John Denver.
John Denver was totally against it.
Oh, yeah. And
I just
do
made
what
that
he
up.
Says. I do what he says.
Yeah, I do what John. It's like, what would John say? Didn't he also play God? No, he was in that movie.
Yeah, with George Burns.
George Burns was God.
Was Mayor McNichols, was that the mayor that was? Or no, Lamb.
Dick Lamb.
Are you sure it wasn't Mayor McCheese?
No, it was. Oh. Yeah.
Governor, you guys are really good at politics.
Governor Dick Lamb. Yes. You know.
Oh. Okay.
Hey.
He didn't want
speaking of the Summer Olympics that this show is about.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys remember? And I think that we rented it from the video store we worked at. If you guys didn't know, we worked at a video store.
Right.
But there was a cartoon called Animal Olympics, and it was about the Summer and the Winter Games. But all of the athletes were animals, and they were voiced by Gilda Radner, Billy Crystal. There was all these famous people. And that played animals. And anyway, they did all the sports, and it was really cute. And
I remember the name, but I don't remember watching
it. I've been dying to find it. I think it's $8 million on eBay. Just like your game with the oh no,
Fantasy
Forest.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if anybody is collecting little known or cared about things that me and Lisa care about.
Yeah, we want Animal Olympics and
Fantasy
Forest. My friend Jessie says she's on a... a total, like, she's looking for Fantasy Four. She's like, do not get it from anybody else. I will find it from you. And so
Some people like that hunt.
Yeah, and she's a good gamer.
There's an Olympic sport right there, the hunt.
Yeah, there's an Olympic sport. Let's take a tiny break, just because I mostly want to listen to the music, because I think it's cool, and then we'll talk more, because I have more people, or more Olympic memories. It's Summer Olympics.
Yes, I'll get back on track here.
Mr. Bob Sweater.
Let's take a break and let my brain.
Okay, break. Welcome back, everybody.
Nice enunciation.
Yeah, very
thank
nice.
You. I am trying to pronunciate my words.
You get a gold medal in enunciation.
She's going for the gold for enunciation over here,
thank
folks.
Thank you, guys.
She's going the distance.
Your Olympic skill could be doing the voice of Moira on Schitt's Creek.
Moira.
Oh, yes.
Opportunity.
That would be a great opportunity.
This is fun. Let's just do this.
Yeah, yeah, let's just look at each other. It would be better if you guys could see me. Isn't it always, though, better if you can see me?
Oh, guys, you have no idea.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm going to go back to me because, you know, what do you think about me?
You have more things written down.
Yeah. She's the only one prepared.
I've gotten the right season.
Yes.
Yeah.
The lady with the notebook gets to talk the most.
Right?
Yes.
So what about, again, another really, really big memory for me, remember watching it as it happened, when Greg Louganis hit his head.
Oh,
was that in the Olympics, though?
It was?
Yes.
It was where he cracked his head open?
Yeah.
And because her diving boards were like concrete slabs.
Well, it wasn't a diving board. He was the springboard's different from the pedestal thing.
Right.
And his was the pedestal
thing?
That
was concrete-y, right?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
News. Yeah. But he was way up there.
I remember that. And that's before anybody had even known that he had AIDS. And they were kind of like, get him out of the water.
Yeah, well.
I think some people didn't know.
It was just awful to watch that happen.
What a talent.
Which brings me on a tangent, not that.
But you know what's even harder when Mario did it when he played him in a movie?
Yeah, because Mario got really? Such a headache.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
I've been concussed.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just like,
good at his craft, though.
Is Greg Louganis still alive?
Yeah.
God, he was an amazing diver.
He's all gray now.
Yeah, but he's still a handsome man.
Handsome guy still.
God, he was fun to watch.
You're still all gray now. Who are you making fun of Greg for?
Hey, I've never been in the Olympics, so.
True.
I don't know the stress of it.
No.
These are good, Lisa.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, that was, okay. Well, that's what I was going to say was, so I couldn't remember Carrie Strug's name. I remember Strug.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I have it written down right. I just said it wrong.
Yeah. Strug.
But she, so I looked, I Googled it.
Okay.
When I did, I had to go past it really fast because there was a chick that freaking broke her leg like like this way.
Yeah.
And she was in the tumbling.
Yeah. I was dying. I was like,
I remember that because she landed in the corner.
And they had a picture of it. And I was like, oh God. But I think you can Google it and see it. But I mean, her leg was actually the wrong direction.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Yeah, that was bad news bears.
Yeah.
Gross.
And, oh my God. Lisa. And then the Jill Theismann thing.
Yeah.
Not that that was in the Olympics, but I remember watching that when that happened too.
McGregor just did in his last fight. Stepped on it and it just. Yeah.
No.
It was crazy.
That's why I don't watch
it. After Theismann, you could only get injuries that related to the area of your body. So, Theismann thigh, right? Bone sticking out.
Was his a thigh?
No, it was his. Oh, that fucked that joke up.
Yeah, well, it would have been funny, though.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Who is the guy that got his ear bit? Tyson.
That was a Tyson bit of Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield.
Ear Bander. Yeah, they're nice.
You're right. Maybe it was his thigh. Shelly knows so much about sports. She's so
good at that. Sporty.
So the other one, and to be honest with you, I don't think that I saw this live, but I remember it being such a big deal, and then the movies being made about it and everything.
Nadia Comaneci?
Yeah, when Nadia Comaneci got
the first 10. Yes. Yeah,
because when they used to like just hold
the cards,
up numbers, and they all put up ones.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I did a perfect routine. How did I get a one?
Right.
And they were like, find me a zero. You know, because they,
Was that with the movie that Bo Derek did 10?
Yes, different movie. They're totally the same. Yes, Bo Derek played Nadia Comaneci running down the beach with cornrows.
So yeah, so Nadia Comaneci had cornrows on a beach, and she did
flips
and then broke
and her
leg.
Nailed it, and they're all you the get landing. A one.
Yeah, and then Dudley Moore came running with a number one.
I want to see this movie so bad.
We're gonna call it ten and a half.
After this. 10 and a half and a man. 10 and a half of a man.
Yes. Well, Dudley Moore was Dudley very Moore was short. Guy. Yeah. So
okay, great.
Yeah. Cool. So those are the ones that I do. Do you guys want to chime in anywhere?
Those were also good. Do you remember talk about what was the most picture perfect Wheaties Olympian was Mary Lou Retton.
Remember how cute
she was with all those teeth, and she was a little fireplug too. I just love all those gymnasts. They're adorable.
I like gymnasts with teeth.
Yes. Let's just her smile. You know, it's a 10,000 kilowatt smile.
If I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me on this, that she had 6 more teeth than most people have in their mouth.
Lisa's making up facts.
They added teeth to her.
When she knocked out her first row of teeth, there were teeth behind it.
It's about dentistry.
Yeah. Easy there. Whoa. Yeah.
Those are some good Olympic stories.
Yeah.
From the summer.
Yeah.
I like running ones too. Wasn't there a running one? Remember, was it Jackie Joyner Kersee and Flojo and those ladies? They brought real style and fashion to it, but they were so flippin' fast. But do you remember? Oh no, it was Mary Decker. She was that lady runner that she was leading, I think, and she fell down and broke her ankle or something.
Oh yeah,
and was that one of that? Like somebody helped her?
Yeah,
to cross the finish line. So she didn't win, but there was you're looking at me with shark eyes.
I don't remember it. Yeah, I have shark teeth.
I can't think what his name is. His last name's Bolt.
Hussein.
Like lightning.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing an interview. They were playing the United States National Anthem. So he said, stop. They're playing an anthem over here. So before he would go on with the interview, so the anthem could be played.
Isn't that
right
lovely.
In the middle of an interview, he stopped.
I love that.
That's respect. And he's from Nigeria or something. Where stop. Oh,
it doesn't matter whose country it is. Let's be respectful.
That was totally that's cool. Nice. So.
Are you a little misty?
Yeah, a little.
I love misty. That.
Sweet. Misty Mountain Hop over here.
I love
here.
The UFP wings.
Yeah. I'm mostly just thinking about Flojo's nails.
Oh, God, those were amazing.
Could you imagine doing her nails?
It would take you a year and a half.
I don't care. I could be her personal nail stylist and just do flags.
Yeah, they're beautiful ladies.
Yeah, well, okay. So, and weren't they... The two people you were talking about were sister-in-laws.
Or cousins. Oh, sister-in-laws.
Yeah, I think they're, yeah.
You know what we should have for the in-betweener song next?
What's that?
She's like the wind.
He doesn't need, he wasn't in the Olympics.
Too soon.
Too soon. We'd like to say RIP to Patrick Swayze. Let's take a moment here and take a break. Bye, Patrick.
Sorry, Patty.
That's going to ride.
Mary Decker, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I remember. Oh, again, we'll get to it in the Winter Olympics, but Eric. Hey, welcome back, witches. It is the best part of every show where you get to have to listen to our opinion.
Right.
And it is all factual.
Yeah, and that's it. Well, it's, I would say we set the bar.
Yes.
Other people have opinions too.
So they say.
Yeah. Ours are correct.
Yes.
And then they can chime in.
Theirs might be interesting.
Yeah.
You can chime in on the Facebook.
And William Shatner then chimes in on the whole thing.
I got to be honest with you guys. I love reading everybody's top five.
I do too. And a lot of times I get mad because somebody comes in with something that's better than mine. Uh-huh. And I'm like, damn it, Jim.
Yeah. Curses.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Exactly. But that's good because then I rewrite them and then we'll just do a different episode.
You got it. We learn. You live, you learn. It's Alanis Morissette.
That's what you got over there written down.
So me.
Yeah, you.
So my top five is number five.
Wait, what is our top five?
I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Lisa. I'll be your tour guide today.
Our top five's opinions about opinions.
Yeah, right. Our top five is the best sports in the summer Olympics.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
She keeps banging us over the head with this summer thing.
One little mistake, and I'm thrown from the Olympics. I might as well become a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, you're in trouble. Okay, so my number five, going from 5 to 1. Which is the way that we do it,
yes.
Is beach volleyball.
Ooh, yeah. Fun. The guys or the girls?
I'm going to go with,
girl.
I like to watch the boys.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because I like penises. Not that I see.
All like, of my girls, yes. They hang those out during the ball?
No, I like the boys. And their balls.
That's a different sport.
I like boys. I am mostly attracted to men. So I get to.
Too much.
That right?
Works for me.
I know. Yeah. No, but I like to watch their bodies and their hairstyles, and they're all very, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
But when it really comes to like the technical-y stuff and stuff like that, I think the girls are funner to watch.
Sure.
Not their bodies. I mean, which all they do have fucking smoking bodies.
Oh my
do
God.
Not
the,
get me
the
wrong.
Beach volleyball girls have the best female athlete bodies of anybody.
Their asses.
Oh,
just
their butts.
I can't
just,
even.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like,
Jerry Seinfeld said you should put ads right across the back there.
Seriously.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. So I tend to watch the women's more than the men. And sure. I do like just the double, the pairs, as opposed to
the
full teams.
Yeah, me too. I think those are fun.
Yeah. I get that. I like that too. So kind of a Top Gun fan? You just like volleyball scenes? Yeah.
Val Kilmer. I mean, he's on my list.
Uh-huh.
On my top 10, Al Roker, Val Kilmer, Patrick Waugh, Melissa Etheridge.
Every time you say Al Roker, I just laugh.
I just want him
it's
to
It's so funny. I walk into the room and she's on the end of her bed when Al's on.
I'll
watch it. I'm like.
I love him. Like, I can't. Daryl would be like, okay, get ready. And I'm like just sitting there staring at Al. I love my Al.
Did a women's team get in trouble for wearing shorts?
Too short shorts?
No, because they're supposed to wear kind of like those bikini bottoms or something. Mm-hmm. But one of them was trying to be maybe more modest. Do you remember
this? I don't remember. I'll have to look that up. But
we'll have Brian Coe give it a Google.
Right. Yeah. But that being said, I do remember. So the two ladies whose name escaped me now, one was a blonde, one's a brunette. They won the Olympic gold like 10 million years in a row.
Yeah.
I think the most ever, whatever. They were amazing.
Uh-huh.
The brunette girl, she dumped her mom's ashes into the sand.
Oh, yeah. When she won. Yeah.
After she won. Did. And
they ran him over and she's like, shh.
Yeah.
Like, here's to you, my dead homie, and threw
him.
Yeah. Oh, so it was crazy, though. I remember that. And that she started crying.
You did call her mom a dead homie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mommy.
Yeah. But it was like kind of controversial because that's kind of, you can't really do that.
Right.
Yeah, but it was also really, really super
But did it
cool.
top
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I bet it meant a lot to her.
Oh, wait, that's a winner
Yeah, well,
thing.
That'll be a Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I'll tell that story when
talk
the Winter
about,
Olympics
ask for permission, not forgiveness. Or no, forgiveness, not permission. Just do it.
Yeah, so it was a Norwegian beach volleyball player. She was being fined for not playing in bikini bottoms, it's a handball team. Beach handball? Is that, God, what was that? Beach handball?
I don't know, but if I had their bodies, I would be naked all the time.
Yeah, she should have just been naked, not even in shorts.
Right.
Bikini, nothing.
Yeah.
Right at X Olympics.
Well, but maybe the handball goes into weird spots when you're naked.
There's so much.
I don't know.
News
I'm going to have to look up bikini handball.
So much
bikini
news.
Handball? That's not a sport. Beach
That's
handball.
Crazy.
That's weird. Okay.
Okay, so me and Daryl didn't write notes this week, and Lisa did all the legwork, and Brian did all the technical work. And so I'm going to do summer sports that should be in the Olympics.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, our sports.
Yeah, number five, ballroom dancing.
In the Summer Olympics?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Because that's a lot of clothes.
Unless they're in bikinis.
Yeah.
that ballroom dancing?
Yes, there you go. So they have to wear small outfits. And,
and the men's balls have to be hanging out.
Yes.
Yes.
No cups.
Nope.
Yeah, but that's what makes it extreme.
Right.
Okay, number five. That's ballroom. Okay. I'm going to go back to what our was supposed to be, which is the
best. You ought to see the looks we're getting right now.
These daggers.
I'm not even going to go there. So number four, again, and I had said this earlier, trampolining.
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's it. Crack the egg, man.
That was, no, we're not talking about what should have been. Oh. It was actually, like, I remember watching it, and it was so cool.
Oh, yeah,
it was
they
just
did,
one of the funnest
did, like,
things to actually watch.
They did, like, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was, yeah, I don't know if it's still in the Olympics.
I still contend that it's cheating in gymnastics. You're giving yourself more spring.
Spring. It's just a different kind of gymnastics.
Yeah.
Like
you're being really kind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I really like it, and I'm defending my trampolining. So,
baby drop.
Okay, so what is your number four of stuff that should be in the Olympics.
Yeah, well, me and Brian, the sound guy, we came up with this about 37 seconds ago, pancake flipping. You got to flip it without getting any droplets anywhere, perhaps doing shapes,
is there
a nice golden lacy finish.
Is there like maple syrup on it when you're flipping it?
Fuck no. That's crazy. That's amateur hour.
Oh, yeah.
This is
the big leagues. Yeah. Right. And you're doing it just from the griddle handle.
Trying to see how many flips you can get.
Uh huh. Yeah. And instead of a gold medal, you get the title Captain Flapjack.
And you just get a big old thing of Angel Mama syrup.
Yay! And you hold that up.
Captain Flapjack.
Angel Mama syrup.
Angel Mama. Is that what she said?
Aunt Jemima.
That's what he said.
Oh, it's Aunt Jemima, not Mama. I got Mama on the brain today. I got.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
I know. Right? I am done.
Okay, pancake people. My number three of the
of the real Olympics.
The licks that we actually discussed that nobody apparently got the memo on would be water polo.
Ooh, yeah.
I like water polo.
The reason I like it is because that there's a ball and a net.
Yeah, it's kind of hockey-ish.
It's hockey-ish.
Yeah, it's hockey with the rink melted.
Melted rink hockey.
Yes.
Yes.
Which but is what they call it in Amsterdam.
Right.
And it's a lot
better melted ice.
They don't ride the horses in that when you know water.
No,
they would drown.
The horses would drown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't they have to stay like, what is it, when you doggy paddle? Like swimming the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't touch the bottom.
You can't touch the bottom. If you do, you lose a leg.
And I think they also disqualify you if you pee in the pool.
I've heard that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are two bad things to do in water polo, mm-hmm. Which is different from hockey because you can pee your pants in hockey.
Yes.
And touch
and
the
get away
end.
With it.
But nobody would ever know. There's a lot of padding.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Okay. My number three that I just made up, it could be in the Winter Olympics, but it's actually a fall sport.
Okay.
So it's between summer and winter. Pumpkin carving.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to be artistic, kind of brave, depending on the scalpel or tool.
Mm-hmm.
And
how is that sporty? Like, how are you?
The fastest one
The fastest one. They give you a design.
Okay.
It's like karaoke, like kamikaze. They're like, here you go. You have to do a unicorn eating an apple.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they all do compete.
In 2 minutes, yeah.
Oh, I get it.
So you have to get it dug out, carved, ting.
Well, as soon as the fall Olympics come around, we'll go ahead and petition for that sport.
I'm just a little embarrassed that I had to explain this to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're true. I just didn't even know. Okay, so my number two is diving.
Ooh, yeah, great one.
Yeah, and I was watching this morning, so specifically, as opposed to pacifically, which isn't a word.
Oh, yes,
incorrect.
I hear that.
But specifically, I like all diving.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I like the best is the synchronized diving.
I thought you were going to say muff diving.
Me
synchronized
too.
Diving is really great. That is
synchronized muff diving. And go.
You guys.
Can I change my list?
You guys just sit in the corner.
We're in trouble now.
And talk about your pretend sports.
We're in big trouble.
Third graders or sixth graders right now. Me and Shelly are all giggling.
I'm so serious with you two. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
That's a really good list, Lisa.
That's mm-hmm. Yours is very proper.
Mine
that's
is proper, list. And you are. Mm-hmm. Who's the bad witch now, bitches?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to say competitive tickling. And whoever pees the first is disqualified. So the last...
I just lost.
The last person to be tickled vigorously. And not
coming at
me,
you, boy.
They have a dry panty tester. They're like, hey, you could take a good tickle.
You've been disqualified. You're wearing a liner.
And it has wings. Get out of here.
You are done.
Yeah, that's my number two.
I hate you so much. Awesome. You don't even know.
Brian's over there. He's crying.
Why are we in charge of the Olympics?
I don't know, but it would just be the best Olympics ever. Oh, it's coming on. Who's going to pee first? They got a little like...
Oh,
the little stain thing. I see blue. You are out.
I see blue. How is he know this much about panty liners? That's my biggest question. Oh my god. Okay, so this just sucks because mine's gonna pale in comparison now. My number one is gymnastics. Oh,
no, that is number one, obviously, of the Summer Olympics. That's so great.
Yeah, and most specifically, women's gymnastics. Absolutely. It's just, I mean, the men are cool. They have nice
bodies.
They're
so strong.
They're strong. They have cool. But the rings are kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And oh, no, I like the rings.
Okay.
I like the little ballers are
guys
boring.
Doing the old Jesus pose.
I know. Well, yeah. So
and they all have the same tricks, though.
Right.
Yeah, whereas, like, on the floor, you can be more artistic and stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you get to pick your music, so it's like ice skating without, you know,
skates. And ice. Or in Robbie Benson.
I got a really good one. How about competitive slip and sliding?
Ooh.
Like races. Fun. Yes. You run and...
You should have wrote a list, mister. You can't just throw that in there.
And you get disqualified if you like...
Because you can go straight from the tick lane right to
is
the...
Is that your number one?
Right to the slip and slide. So you're wet anyway. Like,
I didn't have one prepared. We'll go with it.
Number one is... what?
Competitive slip and sliding.
Competitive slip and sliding.
And instead of drug testing, they make sure that you don't have lubricants or oils on your body.
Oh, yeah. There okay. you go. No. Nope.
Yeah. What if how do you even slip then? I mean, you can use Dawn dishwashing liquid.
Oh, remember when?
Yeah, Daryl used to do that with the kids.
We did that with my kids.
Or that cooking spray.
Yeah.
Or Pam.
Yeah.
Pam.
No, yeah. So they can spray down.
They spray
they
you
have
down.
Their own.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's uniform.
So they so like, everybody has the
like
same.
It's like a car wash. You walk in this thing, they wet you down, and then you just start running and...
Right.
Do you see how far you can go, or do you actually do tricks on the slip and slide?
You want to see
speed.
It's speed.
Okay.
You're going against three other guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You are people. Well, just three.
Hey, don't be sexist. Well. There's female
it's
slip and sliders.
It's my thing, girl.
But then the only one everybody gets a medal.
It's just like, you know, field day now.
No, I said three other guys, so it's four competing.
I know, so just one guy doesn't get a medal. Yeah. The poor bastard.
Well, you should have slipped a little faster then, damn it. Get your shit together.
He's all wet and sad.
Get your slip together, buddy.
You guys, seriously, I just can't with the two of you.
And just to make it like your backyard, they just throw some rocks on your head.
Every now and again, you hit a rock.
Every once in a while.
And if you bleed, you're disqualified.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I hit a gopher.
Okay. That's our top five. When we come back, we're going to do the Man Witch Minute, which I just don't even know why. I love you all. I'm sorry.
She looks so defeated.
Yeah.
She does. She put so much into this.
No gold medal for me. This is the part of our podcast where we let our man witch, Daryl Brown, discuss for... it's a man witch minute for 30 seconds. I need sleep. So if he gets a minute to discuss
down,
what we've discussed and can talk about his...
Man witch minute stuff.
Yes. So we are going to go into the man witch minute.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, welcome back. Hopefully, everybody got a little breath in there, relax a little bit. You know, we went off the... What do they call it, the curve?
The rails.
The rails there, yeah, no.
Crazy train.
Oh, man, no, that was fun. I had a good time with that one. That was lots of fun. And I'm sorry that I did throw in the Winter Olympic. I thought it was all Olympics, but I forgot that Miss Professional over here had it for the Summer Olympics. But, yeah, there's a lot of good memories. And like she said, it was really nice that she brought that up, that we used to go watch the Olympics with my mom. She truly enjoyed it. And she would scream and have all the fun. You thought she was in the crowd, you know, she loved it, but my witches, I thank you for today, all the laughs. Sorry we did go a little cuckoo, but hey,
that's what we do. I want to say in my own defense that misorganization over here. Every single week that we put this together, puts out a detailed list of what we were going to be doing for the week. And then Daryl still asks me, what are we going to be doing for the week? And then still doesn't read it and talks about the Winter Olympics instead of the Summer Olympics.
You think we didn't live together or something.
Yeah. So he, let me just also preface that with saying the other, me and Shelley were putting together a list and Daryl was mad that we did not include him on that said list. Yeah. But yet we did put a list together and then he did not read the list. Mm-hmm. So
I missed the list.
So that's just, he's just silly. That's my husband, the non-list guy.
Non-lister.
I love you all, especially these three witches that are next to me, listening or not, lists or not. We will be back next week. In the meantime, please listen to all of the previous podcasts over and over. Visit our sponsors. Visit our website, which is, Shelley?
goodwitch-badwitch.com. And then our Facebook interactive group is Good Witch, Bad Witch Podcast.
Yes.
And that's where you can put your top five. Tell us if we're silly or correct, or how you feel about your own Olympic categories, sports, what have you. Anyway, I think that Lisa and Daryl and Brian get a gold medal in comedy.
Oh, yep. Great.
Yay!
Everybody gets a medal.
I'd like to thank the Academy for my medal.
Also, tell us some sports you guys played.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That would be fun.
Absolutely. What our fans played.
Fencing.
Oh!
Okay, I'm wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Stay witchy, friends.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no! Must be the season of